Jerry Bader Show 1049. I think this is a topic that isn't local, although it happened here in Green Bay. It could happen anywhere. Woman was jailed for a week for contempt of court violation and wasn't allowed to pump milk to give to her newborn. She stopped lactating as a result of that, which does happen. She says her child now spits up, that she should have been allowed to do this. The jail's position is they need a substantiated medical reason for doing this. Pam Klingert, a registered nurse at the Green Bay Paper talked to, said this. Where did this go now? Klingert said, "This sounds like it was a missed opportunity to do what's best for a mother and her baby," she said of Weber's case. "Breast milk is the perfect food." Klingert said breast milk is the only food that babies need for the first 6 months. An estimated 8% to 10% of women entering prisons are pregnant, and those women average 6 to 12 months in prison after childbirth. So is this something that, without medical reason given by a doctor or nurse, that jails should allow? A law enforcement friend writes, "Tough call for me. The baby didn't get the best it could get, that's true. However, many children don't get what is best for them, and a good percentage of the time, it's the fault of the parent. I'm a huge advocate of babies being breastfed. However, this child was deprived because of its mother's behavior. I think the mother should have child abuse added to her charges." To Rob in Green Bay. Rob, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Good morning, Jerry. That officer friend of yours just stole my thunder. I totally agree that if she wanted to have that opportunity to breastfeed her child, she should have thought of that before she broke the law. And this happens all the time where the children suffer because of the parent, but that's the whole gist of the system, is that that's a repercussion that that parent and child have to deal with now. I don't think the system should have to cater to the lawbreaker. It can't be a la carte. You go to jail for a reason, and that's for punishment.
Would this be catering to the lawbreaker or catering to the child?
If you take away a parent and incarcerate them for the child's first 5 years, that's, again, you're harming the child by taking the parent away.
All right, thanks a lot for the call. I want to share some emails on this. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. That sheriff's got his head stuck somewhere it doesn't belong. Nursing her baby is an obligation, not a right. Hi, Jerry. I can't call in, but my view is that no matter what a jail is no place for a baby to be. In order for this to take place, you put the child in harm by having them or them there, or by possibly transporting bad milk, or even worse, giving the wrong milk to the wrong baby. A jail is not set up to be a hospital or medical complex. It's jail. Well, let's see. I thought we had one more. Yeah, I thought I didn't read this one yet, huh? "Perhaps if this mother cared as much for her child as she says she does, she wouldn't have ended up in the first place, there in the first place." By the way, if you want to weigh in on this on Twitter, we have a Twitter feed now at the Jerry Bader Show Hub. It's hashtag Jerry Bader, right, Jason? If you want to weigh in on Twitter and just to your comment, put your comment, hashtag Jerry Bader, and we'll get it. Oh, Jason's making sure. I'm pretty sure that's right. Yeah, if you have a comment, we have a Twitter feed now at the Jerry Bader Show Hub. And if you have a comment on this and you can't get to the phone, it's hashtag Jerry Bader, and it'll show up in the feed here. And, hashtag Jerry Bader if you have a comment on this, or if you wish to comment on the air. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. We don't have a lot of calls on this, so I'll let you know. I think people are waiting to see what I think. I am a huge proponent of breastfeeding. Huge. I do think it's healthier for the child. I think for the first 6 months, the healthiest thing you can give a child is breast milk. Obviously, all of those who have either emailed or the gentleman that called are right. A child is harmed every time a parent makes a bad choice and has to leave that child to go to jail. If she wanted to, if she wanted to be there for her child, she needed to think about that. You need to think that your actions that take you away from your child hurt your child. Now, I will admit, a small part of me is tempted to say, this is kind of a rules is rules thing, and they could have accommodated this woman. You're opening a dangerous door. You're put away in jail, even temporarily, in a county jail for a reason. You did something wrong. You lose the privileges of freedom when that happens. I will admit this is a very unfortunate situation. But what if prisons started looking at this? Unless a doctor says it is an absolute medical necessity for the child, and I will admit, transitioning to formula, I'm sure was difficult on the child. It's not a hotel. It's not a spa. It's jail. And accommodating these things are why we've made it too comfortable for people to be in jail and have taken away the disincentive. Yes, her child suffered. I feel horribly for that. But I do put that on her. Barbara in Greenleaf. Barbara, go ahead. Barbara, you there? All right, Barbara apparently I saw Jason tussling with her over there. Tony in Sheboygan. Tony, go ahead.
From what I understand, she was in there for a short time.
Yes.
Why wouldn't you just pump the milk and throw it away until she got out?
Okay, yeah, so she would continue lactating, you're saying?
Right, correct.
So just go ahead and allow her to express. You know, I do have a hard time kind of disagreeing with that. I mean, you know, even if you're not going to set up a situation where she can have the milk delivered to her child, I don't know that I disagree with you on that. How difficult would it have been to allow her to express? And by the way, I mean, I don't want to get too graphic here. You can express some milk without a breast pump. I mean, it would be somewhat difficult. I think Tony is onto something there. I don't know that I disagree with that. I'd have to think about it because he just threw it at me, but I don't know that I disagree with that. I'm going to have an opportunity to speak with the sheriff today, not on this matter, but on another matter. I'll ask him that. Because that actually is a very good question. Unfortunate for the baby, writes Amy Jo, but this is probably the least of the things the poor kid might suffer with a parent who seems to be using poor judgment. Yeah, I think that's a good point, too. Please stop giving this woman publicity. Just look her up on the Wisconsin Circuit Court access. She should not be nursing. Look at her charges, and then it talks about not just giving her free publicity. People just absolutely don't understand. I know, Jason. I can never explain it to that person, so there's no point. She was the one that took the privilege away from the baby, not the jail staff. She's looking for ways to blame others for her mistakes. Absolutely. No, I'll tell you who gave her the free publicity is the paper, and we're calling her out on it. Sometimes I think people don't even understand what talk radio is about. It is so frustrating sometimes. All right. After show video, I am going to talk briefly about a story that whatever community you live in, you need to be aware of, but we will take it up on the show tomorrow. And the truth about the Keystone Pipeline. Those are the two that we'll have. By the way, those of you that have expressed your concerns about the audio quality of the after show videos, and it's uneven, we're working on that. We understand the issues. We're trying to deal with them. This is something we're doing new that we didn't have in, you know, not like the way I use this microphone every day. And I know Jason has come up with some thoughts on that, and we'll try, hopefully, to have that smooth and consistent for you. And thank you for checking them out at the Bader blog, and actually now these days at the Bader Hub at jerrybadershow.com. 10:58, 8 minutes from Rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.